Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Come in your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy Cass, chilling as usual. I got my man Father Ty with me. Ty, what's happening, dog?
What's going on, dog?
Man, shit. I almost missed the cue for a second, man. What's happening, man? It's been a long-ass weekend, man. Hey, sorry, everybody. I'm a little under the weather, so if y'all see me, if I sound like I'm fading in and out, y'all know I probably blacked out for a second, but I'll just holler my name. I'll be right back up. Duh. What we got going on, man? We done touched on a couple of things while we were just sitting around waiting on the show to start. And, man,
Let's leave that one alone, man.
Yeah, okay. We can and we will. We can and we will. You're right. Oh, man. Hey, man. All right, let me ask you something. I see something on social media today. You know, okay, let me ask you. All right, you know, we got SinCityRadioShow.com, you know, and it's a lot of flirtatious type of things go on the sites and whatnot, you know. You know, even on the show. Now, you do it, it's harmless fun. I go that far to say that, right? You do it, you just having harmless fun.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Correct.
Now, let's just say somebody say, well, look, I'm you know how Facebook have all these different groups. You know, Sin City, we got the groups too. And you look in one of these groups, and your girl's in one of them. Do you let her stay in there, or do you get pissed off?
I didn't know she was in the
motherfucker. Nah, you didn't know.
Oh, I'd be upset. At least tell me.
Does she know all the sites that you? Does she know all the groups you in?
That's a good point. It's a very good point. I still be mad.
I mean, but now here's the thing. Like she tell you, I mean, you know, it's just harmless, fun. Ain't nobody in there doing nothing. Motherfuckers just in there talking shit, just like you do.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be mad that she in a group. I'd be mad that she didn't tell me she was in a group. You know what I mean?
Okay,
somebody sent me an invite to a group. I go through the motherfucker and I see her on there. What the fuck? You could have told me.
Well, I mean, would you finna go tell her that you got invited into the group?
probably not, but you know, I didn't make the rules.
Okay, all right. Okay, at least you're honest. At least you're honest about it. I can respect that. At least you're honest. Now, let me ask another scenario. Let's just say she know you in a group. Let's just say she know you in a group and you went to a get together. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You go to some, you know, the group have, you know how they having little meet and greets. And you know, the people be videotaping and all that shit, and she may notice some flirtation type of action. Do she got a right to go off on you?
No, because she know what kind of group it is. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Vice versa.
It's just like,
what?
I give you a prime example. My wife knows that I'm in, you know, she's been on the site. She know what kind of site it is. You know what I mean? She know motherfuckers flirt all the time. But she knows that's exactly what it is. It's just flirting and having fun. You know what I mean? Prime example, when we came down there. At the club.
Okay.
You remember what old girl did? It was just fun and games.
Right. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
So I mean, that's how we get down. We you know what I'm saying? We both know.
No. Okay, Janine, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh man, I'm sick. I don't know about him, but
he's sick.
Yeah, man, I ain't got under the weather. I don't know what happened. Fuck around these damn apartments. But nevertheless, show must go on. All right. Janine, I don't know how long you've been on. I don't know if you heard the question or not.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Social sites.
Okay.
You get a invite to be get in some type of group. You know how they have all the groups on there. Like I said, we even have our own groups. You get in there, you click in there, and you see that your dude is already in that group. Now you know this group is known for being flirtatious and you know little off the wall or whatnot. Do you get mad?
No, that he in there or that they flirting with him?
That he's in there.
No. If that's the case, if you don't get mad about that, you might as well say he can't be on Facebook or no social site at all. Because that's what people do on social sites. They flirt. They look at people's pictures. They comment. They, you know.
You know what? Now, this is I want to ask this question. You look, somebody make a comment about your man's page. I mean he posts a picture. Somebody make a comment like, damn, you fine or you sexy. Should he delete that post? Or should he say anything or should he just leave it be?
He should leave it be. You know what? I'm just saying because I know it's a lot of women who act like that. But sure enough, you go to their page, and it's a bunch of men on there talking about how good they look. I bet you they don't delete that shit. So why is it that they do that to the men? Because they do that.
Uh-huh.
They do that all the time. But it's like, why? Look, like he. I mean, if he look good, he look good. He's going to get the same comments just like you're going to get comments from guys.
I would delete it just to get the bullshit. I delete it.
So you would. So if somebody.
I mean, if that's the person, so you saying because that the person you with, you just trying to prevent, you know, any problems because you feel like she's gonna take it wrong.
I mean, you know the person that you with.
Exactly.
You know how they would react in certain situations. So if she's one of those motherfuckers that's gonna trip, I just delete the shit. Before she even see it.
I understand that, but I'm just saying they shouldn't be tripping in the first place, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, she know them do, though. A lot of them do.
I know.
So, okay, all right, dog. Would you trip?
No. No, I wouldn't trip. I wouldn't trip at all. Now, if I saw them motherfuckers together,
that's
it. Oh, shit. I ain't no business. That motherfucker been covered the whole day.
Hold on, y'all. Liquor Store, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Me chilling, me chilling. What's up with you?
I am just a listener, and I'm cool. I'm just eating. I'm trying to eat. That's why I wasn't already on here. I didn't want y'all, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be chewing all in everybody's ear, but...
So how was your day?
Quiet. How was yours? I washed clothes today. Shit, I washed clothes and went grocery shopping. Oh, shit, I've been doing the domestic thing.
What did you do yesterday?
I worked yesterday. I worked yesterday all day.
Oh, okay. God. Don't you start. Don't you start.
I'm just asking how you had a couple days. Hey man, you know what though? When I came down there, dog, we really didn't get a chance to go downtown, man.
Wait a minute, hold that thought. Carla, what's happening?
What's going on? It's your boy Marley.
Marley Ball, what's happening, dog?
How everybody doing?
Hey, Marley.
Chilla.
Hey, what's going on?
Marley, I see you on the site networking with everybody, ain't you? I ain't mad at you, dog. Hey, I welcome it. Hey, get it on and crack it. Y'all just listening to CityRadioShow.com. We got the site up. Like I said, you can post pictures, you can post vlogs. You know, I mean, we got videos on there. You can post videos, some videos. I ain't going to say we're still working the bugs out on the videos, but pictures, vlogs, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you want to, you can bring your friends on there. Y'all can make your own group up. I mean, we're doing it all, baby. We're trying to be the equivalent to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Just uncensored.
What's all going right, on Marley. In Indianapolis? Somebody told me somebody tried to rob a bank in Indianapolis wearing a Rick James outfit. Well, I swear, I've listened to ESPN. They was
they weren't getting away. Shit.
I'm Rick James, bitch. Give me all that money. And they was probably robbing it for the same reason Rick James was acting a goddamn fool. That cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It's a hell of a drug.
Hell of a drug.
Boy, if I see a motherfucker walk in with a... I'm walking out the door as soon as I see him walk in. I see a motherfucker walk in with a Rick James outfit. You know what? I'm going to cash my check a little later. I don't need this motherfucker on some bullshit. He on some bullshit right now.
Curl juice just is dripping. Like, oh, shit.
Right.
Look at his name.
Or better yet, he got them damn extensions, them braids, with them damn red thigh-high boots on and a leather outfit. Man, I'm walking right the fuck out there. I know. No. He on some bullshit right now.
Shit. All
right, y'all, I got two things
for you. Wait a minute.
Oh, shit.
I came in on a conversation, and I didn't even get to voice my opinion.
Goddamn, Tom, she cut you off quick. Wait a minute.
You know what?
Right. Hey, we never do that to get an opinion out, but we... Shit, she be high all the damn time. Oh, shit, it's all coming home.
No, I don't.
Shit. By the time she get her motherfucking thoughts together, be like, okay, okay, I know what I'm about to say. We be like, you got any last word? Damn, show over.
I can't stand you. You know what? I don't even want to talk about it. Next.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, man. Come on.
I forgot.
What was you about to say?
I forgot.
Shit, that ain't nothing new.
Okay. I have eaten dinner.
No.
Anyway.
What was you about to say, baby? Go ahead.
We were talking about the social sites and stuff like that. I mean, okay, you know if your significant other is an attractive person, that's probably part of the reason that you with them. So for somebody to just comment, you know, you looking good today or sexy pic or something like that, I don't think that's something for anybody to trip on. If anything, take it as a fucking compliment. You know what I'm saying? Bitches want your man. Now, I got a problem with it if there's a whole full-fledged conversation about how they want to get in. That's when I got a problem.
Or she on there talking about, damn, I can't wait to suck your dick again.
Wait a minute.
Exactly.
Oh, where the fuck is the delete button at? Where the fuck is the delete button?
I just turned it out.
Now yeah, I'm looking for the
give you. Yeah,
you think
like shit. You looking good today. I mean, hell, thanks. Keep it moving.
Damn, boy, yeah. You know, but okay. Now let me ask: do women do that just out of like, okay, I'm just gonna fuck with his bitch? Do women do that?
I don't. Nope, I don't.
So y'all don't know women to be like.
I think some women, and this is my perspective, I think some women would do it if they feel like they have opportunity to be with you. And sometimes I don't think men realize that you've given them that opportunity. The more you talk to women, even if it's just casual conversation, they feel like you giving them an opening. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, the
and
more you talk to them, yep.
And vice versa, yeah. The other way around.
Just from talking to them, even if you just come in and say how nice they are and then you start a conversation with them, you might be talking to them for another reason. Or you might be wanting to get with them with your girl or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever you're trying to do. But when you start having a conversation with them, when you start having this conversation with them and now y'all just casually talking about everyday life, you giving them an opening.
And so now
they feel like, okay, I got the opportunity to get with him because he's talking to me, you know what I'm saying? Like we getting close, even though you may not be thinking like that.
That's why I don't talk to nobody.
That happens all the time.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Marley. Wait a minute. Did you say you don't talk to nobody?
Nah, man. Not like that, man. I keep it going, dog, because I don't need no misunderstanding.
Hey, man. I ain't trying to put your business out there, but you work with a bunch of kids. You don't need to talk to nobody. You need to keep it going. You don't need to say shit.
You just said it, man. I go to work, man. I go to that motherfucker, get my keys, and I'm out. I don't talk to nobody.
Well, you know what?
Go ahead.
Well, I do talk to people. I'm not going to lie. I am a talkative person. You know, I will speak. I will ask you how your day going, or, you know, I will talk. I mean, I'm not going to sit there for 3 hours and just shoot shit with you, but I will speak, you know. I may crack a joke every now and then. So am I flirting, or am I just being courteous?
I mean, for you to just be who you are, casual conversation in passing, that's just being, you know, mm-hmm. That's just being who you are. But
I'm
now
talking about,
start,
I'm talking about when y'all talking on the phone and y'all talking every day. And, you know, mm-hmm. She asked you how you've been doing at work. You ask her, I mean, you when you get to that level, I'm talking about that now.
Oh, okay.
No, shit like that can happen at work too, though.
Now, okay, I'm going to go so far as...
Hold on, Libby. Mm-hmm. So you could be at work, mm-hmm. and you can speak every day to the same person. You might, you know, you come in, you smile, let them, hey, how you doing, you know what I mean? And you do that shit every time you come in the office, they can misconstrue that into something else. Oh, he always smiling at me.
Mm-hmm. That is
he
true.
Always... It depends on how the motherfucker take it, man. So you it might be courteous to you, but they might see that shit a whole different way.
I've seen that.
He's always smiling at me. Next
yeah.
thing you know, there's some bullshit going on at work.
Well, they be looking for it though. They be the ones who think all the time when somebody smile at him, or he trying to get with me, or man, she said hi to me and she gave me a look too long and she wanted to give me some. Like, well, damn, man, she just said hi.
I mean, that's right there. That's just some insecure bullshit. Because you know what I'm saying? You've been living long enough to know that, you know, there are men, there are women. You're going to come in contact and conversation with each, every single day.
Yeah.
You just can't be avoided unless you work at fucking home or, you know what I'm saying, you live under a fucking rock. It can't
mm-hmm.
be avoided. So that's just some insecure bullshit to be like, you know, why are you conversing with the same person at work every day? I mean, shit, because that's the motherfucker that's there. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Okay.
You
well,
know
now, all right. Let me ask this. Let's just say that you did step out. Let's just say you did step out, and you stepped out with somebody from work. You stepped out with a coworker.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say you got busted. Are you staying at that job, or you going to find another job?
What you mean, when you say step out, you mean intimately?
Yeah, you got called fucking. You done fucked somebody
okay.
at work, and mm-hmm. your dude or your woman then found out. Now, they may give you another chance, but now they tell you, you finna quit that motherfucker job. Is you quit?
You're right. That's part of the chance. I'm
that's
gonna
part
of
the chance.
You gotta quit.
That's fine.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Now, Janine, let me ask you. Janine,
hell
no. You in corporate America. Is you quitting your corporate job?
No, I'm not quitting my corporate job. I've been locked
well, you gonna put
man.
You gonna put the job over your relationship.
I'm not putting no job. I didn't fucked up my relationship already by doing what I did.
Okay, but now okay, what
if that's the case, then I shouldn't have cheated in the first place. If I cared that much about my relationship, I wouldn't have never cheated.
Mm-hmm. So you talking that slick shit, but you the type of motherfucker. Every time you come down them goddamn escalators, I'm going to be sitting right there. Hey, how you doing? Excuse me, Janine. There's some guy down there in a gray jogging suit and flip-flops on. He's just been sitting there. Hey, you got a busy day. Motherfucker gonna get tired of it. Hey, excuse me. Hey, your boss gonna be coming. Janine, can I talk to you in the office? I understand that that's your husband and everything, but you know, you gotta tell him to stay home. Does he work? Not anymore. Mm-mm.
You know what?
I'm right here.
I'm not gonna put myself in no situation that's gonna fuck up my relationship if I feel like I'm in a good relationship. And that's all I'm saying. If I feel like I'm in a good relationship, I'm not going to do nothing to fuck it up. I know
and
I can't talk to no guy. I know I can't talk to no guy. I can't be, you know, I could try to be friends with people. But honestly, come on now. I'm not being stuck up, but look at me. You think people, what you think men think of when they look at me? They want to fuck me. So you think,
you know, I really honestly think
I'm about to meet some guy who just want to be my friend.
She brings up an excellent point because we were on the show one time and was talking about something similar to this about, you know what I'm saying, I had told y'all that some guy was trying to, you know, get with me or whatever, and I told him, you know what I'm saying, this is as far as it goes. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times y'all be thinking that a chick is being stuck up when she's really just respecting her relationship. It don't have nothing to do with being stuck up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I'm involved. Or, You know what I'm saying? Thank you for the compliment, but no, thank you. A lot of people don't take it that way, even though you're not being stuck up. You're just respecting your relationship.
Well, now, see,
I think there's a way to say some shit. I don't
that's
think
what
that
I'm
all that
saying. Fuck that bitch. That bitch all that.
I mean, you should ask me 15 motherfucking times, and I told you 26 times I had a boyfriend. I'm being stuck up just because I won't give you a chance. Nah, you know what I'm
okay, but now,
that right there. All right,
that, hold on. Let me ask this. Yeah, you telling me that you got a man, but you steady flirting back with me. So how am I supposed to take that?
What you mean?
Ah, see. Okay, that's just like, she said what I mean. Okay, let's just say you working. I come up to you know, and yeah, I am trying to get to know you. I mean, I am trying to talk to you. I'm trying to holler at you. Now, yeah, you tell me you got a man, but you still flirting. Every time I flirt with you, you flirting right back with me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to still just stop, or am I supposed to go?
Well, I done already told you what it is, so that's up to you.
Okay, but that's the whole thing. But you not stopping me. You kiki-keying and hee-heeing every time I say something to you. You smiling and bagging
funny.
Your eyes.
You fucking
when
funny.
I walk.
You're funny and you're charming. You're funny and you're charming. I mean, if I just roll my eyes at you and walk away from you, then I'm going to be that stuck-up bitch that you work with. But we still got to work together. Every day I still got to see you and I still got to converse
with
you.
All right, but now, okay. Now, let's just say if, okay. Let's just say I might do something like in a flirtatious manner, touch you in a flirtatious manner, and you don't stop me. Are you wrong? Or am I wrong to keep going?
Yeah, I'm
I mean,
wrong for
let's just say if I touch you in a flirtatious manner, and say, you know, y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't know why y'all sitting here trying to act like y'all dumbfounded. You know when that. You know how you motherfuckers used to. You know how you motherfuckers do it. And I mean, now I do it again. You know, at no point in time do you get upset or frustrated or nothing. It's a constant smile. I mean, you can't stop smiling until I get out your vicinity.
Okay, well then, in that case, I'm welcoming your advances, which is the same thing if it was the other way around. If you come
okay,
in
but
some
I'm saying,
girl face. And you might not have said nothing to her, but she feels like you giving her that look, or you touching her in a certain way, or something like that, and she feels like you giving her advances.
Okay, but now see, here's the difference between that is that you know, like you said, keyword, she thinks it, but you're not. Now I'm sitting here telling you, hey, what's up? I like you. I want to get to know you. I'm actually letting you know that, yeah, I am making advances at you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not stopping me. So if you're not stopping me.
I had a boyfriend. I told you I was in a relationship. So for you to keep on advancing me, either you are really trying to, like, you know what I'm saying, take me away from this nigga, you don't believe that it's serious, or it is going to wind up being we're going to wind up fucking because I haven't stopped you. If I already told you that I have somebody, why are you continuing to advance me in the first place?
Because you still rubbing on my chest while you telling me I got a man
But no, it don't even have to be like that. Because I had a situation at work. And the guy. We actually had to go out of town together. And, you know, he real cool. I don't have that many black guys at work where I work at. So, you know, in my department. So, you know, he real cool or whatever. But, you know, I could tell he was getting a little bit too, you know, close. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no problem, you know, communicating with you. And things like that. I could be cool with anybody, you know what I'm saying? But he was in a little bit too close then. We had an incident where, you know, we had to go out of town together. You know, my boss and everybody was there. But
you know, we ended up in the elevator together, and I think, you know, he tried to get off on my floor with me, and I was like, no, it ain't that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that. But it's just the fact that I didn't feel like I was flirting with him or giving him, I felt like I was just being cool with him. Because, you know, we two black motherfuckers in this primarily white environment. You know what I mean? And he was, you know, he was newer than I was. I had been there for a little while. So, you know, I was trying to help him, you know, blend in, you know, and shit like that, because shit, it ain't a lot of us. But
show him the way, yeah.
He might have took it a different way.
I took it the way you put it out there.
Okay, all right, okay, Thomas, you say it like that, you say it like that. All right, take me for example. I'm not in a corporate work situation. I'm in a freaking liquor store. I get flirted with the same freaking people all the freaking time who already know what my freaking situation is, but they never stop freaking flirting with me. Now, what do I do? I mean, I have
get
to
another job.
Because that's my job. I'm fucking get another job. I'm not finna. I can't help what people like. If you like me, that's not my problem. I don't have no control over that. I'm just saying, no matter where I work, somebody is going to be attracted to me. So I can't just get another job every time somebody wants me that
exactly.
I don't want.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm steadily telling the same people. Matter of fact, I don't have to keep telling you because you knew 2 hours ago when you was in here.
Because we ain't gonna ask y'all to give up that good job. I don't care if you got to see that bitch every day.
Man, I just seen some women like, oh, no, motherfucker, you quitting that job. You quitting that job.
I ain't gonna say no shit like that. Hell no.
I mean, I have seen women like, oh, motherfucker, you gonna quit. You gonna quit. Matter of fact, motherfucker, you not even going. Matter of fact, you just finna change your whole motherfucking career field. Motherfucker, you finna work in motherfucking ballet department. You finna learn how to do ballet. No more motherfucking side hustles for you. I just see the motherfucker had to quit his side hustles, the whole nine yards. I'm like, God damn, I call the motherfucker like, yo, let's go do this and make this money. Oh, nah, man, I can't be doing that no more. Like, God damn, you can't even make no money?
Damn.
Shit, I'm not going to lie to you. That's part of the reason right there why, besides the fact that I know better now, that I won't fuck with no drug dealer of no sort. Because mostly, and first of all, y'all, drug dealers' hours, I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? And then a lot, depending on what you're selling, a lot of your clientele is females. And it's just like, nope, I'm cool. Like, I'm cool. I'm straight.
Okay, let's just call it like this. The weed man is the one to get the most pussy. weed man. Hey, every motherfucker scared of the weed man. He come with, say, shit, I'm going to match you. You match these motherfucking nuts, nigga. Get your ass out this goddamn house.
I stopped fucking with somebody because every time I would go over there, he would make advancements. So I just finally said, fuck it. I'm not buying no more weed from him. Like,
okay, now here's my thing about that one. Here's my thing about that. You know, I mean, y'all do know the weed man. Y'all know what he's coming on. Y'all know what he's coming on. And not to say you, but that's just like, I could never have a woman that's telling me she finna go have a session. You finna go have a session with who? He finna match me. It's you better buy you enough for yourself. Because if you're kind of talking about you finna get matched, man, I'm finna beat both of y'all ass. I come in the crib, he's sitting on the couch. What's up, fam? How long you been? And I look, y'all done smoked 3 or 4 blunts? Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Mm-mm.
That's the whole point. You know, to get you drunk, to get you high, and to get them pants to fall down.
No, I'm cool. That's why I say I had one.
Then y'all,
So every time I go over there, that motherfucker, okay, I'm done. That's the last sack I bought from you.
Here's the part that really fucks me up. When did the weed man become the counselor? That's what fucks me up. Now, fellas, I mean, these motherfuckers, and I, like I said, I ain't talking about y'all. I mean, unless you do it. But, I mean, if I offend you, oh, well, fuck it. Hey, the truth hurts, say ouch. Why the fuck is the weed man the counselor? You over there telling this motherfucker, he more fucked up than I am. And he's sitting there hitting the motherfucker. Yeah, you know what? And then what kills me is hear the first words to come out this motherfucking mouth. But for real, though. For real, though. What motherfucking counselor starts off like that? For real, though. I mean, I be trying to get him to understand that I love him and all that. But shit, if he ain't paying no attention to you, shit, you need to fuck with a real nigga. Here, hit this.
Bitch, that's where you fuck up.
I'm going to punch you in your fucking head.
You don't even supposed to be smoking with the weed, man. All you supposed to do is go grab what you need and cut the fuck out. You don't supposed to sit down and indulge in the weed he got in the air. You don't do that.
Okay.
That's how he becomes a counselor.
Okay, but now, let's be honest. Let's call a spade a spade. How many motherfuckers actually just do that? Especially the motherfuckers.
You
say you do. I know I give you the benefit of a doubt, but you ain't the only motherfucker in America to smoke weed.
You more advanced at it now, but when you was, just say 20 years ago.
Man, look here. Ain't no motherfucker. I'm going to tell you like this. Ain't no motherfucker I know. No female, and this is just honest to God truth. Ain't no chronic weed smoking female that I know ain't never smoked with the weed man. I'm sorry, I've yet to see it. At some point in time in life, you done smoked with the weed man.
It
what if your guy was the weed man? That don't count.
Well, no, hell no, shit. I wish you would go out and try to smoke with another mother. You fucking with the competition?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You.
It depends
shit,
on
a,
how you know what I'm saying. Okay.
Right, he got that loud over there.
The only time I can see that, okay, like say for instance, like, okay, if the weed man is delivering the package and you got to run out to the car and grab your sack, he got to blow in the air. You might hit it while, you know what I'm saying? The only time you smoke with the weed man.
I got a problem with that.
The only time you
smoke with
the weed man. The only time
you ain't smoking with that motherfucker.
So
I don't care what you got blowing in the air. Grab your shit and bring your ass back in the house.
The only time you smoke with the weed man is when you go to the weed man's house. If the weed man is delivering the weed, then you don't have to worry about that, I think, because it's just a drop-off.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
you
I don't
just already.
Weed.
But, see, here's the part that gets me. She just said. Yeah, you know, the motherfucker, he ain't going to, first of all, come on now. We've all been through this. He ain't finna serve you outside. He finna tell you to get in the car. He already got a blunt blazed up. He already got one blazed up. Now, soon as he pass it to you, you ain't going to say no. You going to hit it.
That is my, okay, listen. When you're talking about the traveling weed man don't always ride with his shit already stacked up. So when he comes to you, he still got to bag your shit up. So, yeah, you going to hit the weed because he still got to put your shit on the scale.
Well, what weed man you fuck with?
Yeah,
you're
going
to be the one to get your motherfucking neck, bro. Because, hey, weed man, you better have that shit bagged up before you get here. So I ain't got time to be waiting on you. You out your motherfucking mind.
You got the scale all out the damn public waiting.
No,
you the
motherfucking police. No,
and hold on. Let's just call it.
Would you rather ride around with a fucking ounce already stacked up? That's deep.
Look here. Liquor store. That's bullshit. Liquor store. That's bullshit. Because he's not finna come to us like that. Our weed gonna be already bagged up. Here you go, bruh. All right, I'll let you. That motherfucker, the old shit he keeping out, He keeping your shit out so he can keep you around long enough to holler at you. All right, sure, come on, man.
Nah, see, I stopped fucking with that fella, so it's cool. I don't even know.
And see, there you go. You just said, I stopped fucking with him. But you was just, she was just taking up for the weed, man. See, that's why the weed man always gets fucked up.
I'm
not taking nobody. I'm giving you scenarios. I'm not taking nobody's side.
Hey, man, she that motherfucker that's standing at the car talking about, hey, man, my shit, short a gram, a point, 2 grams, man. Put some more shit in.
Right.
What is scale at? I need to, this don't feel right. You need to weigh this for me.
I'm giving you
scenarios. Only 6.6.
Because I've been
supposed to be 7.
I've seen it.
I've been there.
I ain't never seen
I
no
see.
Motherfucker riding around like that. I've never seen. I know a lot of weed motherfuckers. I don't smoke weed personally, but I know a lot of motherfuckers that sell weed. I know a lot of motherfuckers that smoke weed, and I've never ever seen a motherfucker riding around deliberately with a scale. I've never seen that.
I'm telling you why.
And I'm telling you the reason why. I didn't see them do it. You absolutely positively right. They do that. They do it constantly. But I'm telling you why they do it. And motherfuckers ain't fit. I'm telling you. I done sat there. Hell. Hey, I done sat there with the homie. I done sat there with the homie and seen him. Shit, as soon as dude get the car, shit. Oh, here you go, bro. Soon as old girl get in the car, hold on, shit. I got to bag it up. But shit, here. Hit this one. What you finna do, though? Shit, you might as well go on and ride with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not okay.
I've never seen that before.
I've seen it plenty of times. That's why. And she's sitting over here talking about, well, he's talking about, see, that's the motherfucker that you just got up. Boy. Mm-mm.
Now you're here. You're here. Well, I'm fucking around with shit already stacked up because it's considered distribution. If you run around with an ounce in your pocket and it ain't stacked up, then you're not, you know, you get pulled over. It's not a distribution. Look, that's weed. It ain't crack. You ain't gonna get the same from a dime for an ounce. It's the same thing. You ain't going nowhere.
You get to slay. You going to get probation.
I don't sell weed, so I don't know.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm telling you what I know for a fact. The motherfucker, he got his sacks right there. He got his sacks for the dude. And the women that he think he got a chance with, yeah, you finna sit down and smoke with him.
Mm-hmm. My crazy-ass cousin, he wouldn't sell nothing but joints. That's all he sold his shit. I sell mine in joints, man, because I don't know how to, he said, I don't know how to sack it up right.
So
what kind of shit is this?
Yeah, that's when you need a scale.
That's all, man. All right.
This shit should be 7 grams. My shit's 6.9, man. You trying to short me.
You better be watching out, motherfucker. Put some rose petals in that shit and crush it all.
Yeah, call a motherfucking day. I'm just saying, man. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that this motherfucker, I mean, because I just see how it's done. But then when a motherfucker, like, and I am finna use you for an example, so if me and you came in with that argument with me talking about that shit, well, he don't do this, and who going to ride around with, man, I will be ready to choke the shit out you. Don't you ever try to take up for the weed, man, while I'm talking some shit. Man, come on. Don't you do it. Don't you ever try to take up for the weed, man.
All right, so let me ask you this. All right, me and you both smoke, right? And
mm-hmm.
You notice that when you get a sack, your shit is normal. When I get a sack, our shit be thick than a motherfucker. Now,
oh hell no!
Are you gonna be like, fuck it, from now on, I'm about a weed? Or are you gonna send me to get the weed?
Hell yeah, you not bad shit. Cause that you might
get, even though
you might
I get more.
I don't get no fuck. You can't get no higher than anyway. Shit, you only gonna get high as you
nah,
can.
Nah, but I can get high for a little longer. Shit.
Well,
you know,
I'm gonna tell
you
like this,
motherfucker. You the type of motherfucker to let weed get your ass whooped, see, because I'm kicking you in your ass as soon as you start that shit. Don't argue with me when I tell you something about some illegal activity.
Look at the fact that you came back with, and look at the fact that I came back with, and we both spent the same amount of money.
You really want to, okay, so you really want to get your ass kicked over some weed?
Nope, I sure
really. Well, you couldn't do that with me. You couldn't pull that with me, because if we compare sacks and yours is bigger than mine, my first question is, so how long you been fucking them?
See, now where you going?
Damn.
So I guess that goes for car services, too. So if the mechanic gets on my shit for free, I just can't get shit for free.
Damn right. God damn it. You got a job, pay the man, motherfucker.
That's a good point. Why are you getting your shit for free? Fuck the alphabet.
Yeah. Man, soon as you walk up, hey, he like, hey, baby, how you doing? Yeah, you about to call you. Soon as you come around the corner, yeah, what's up, chief? Yeah, man.
Yeah
that's going to be it.
Now,
he was talking about.
You know what I would do?
What?
Now, if you're getting your shit fixed for free, I'm going to tell you to take my shit up there, tell them it's yours, get my shit fixed, then we're going to break up.
Damn. That's some bullshit. That's the same nigga that's going to send me to get his sack. He's going to send me to get his motherfucking sack.
I'm going
to
take advantage of
him
fix his shit for free. I'm going to take advantage of him.
Hell yeah.
Baby shit. Drop my shit up there and tell him you just bought this. Tell him you just bought it. You need to get it looked at. Then when you get home,
oh,
you get
man.
My keys. Fuck you, bitch. Get out. You go live
right.
Oh,
shit.
Women shit all the time.
Okay. Now, you know what? Now, I can even be leaning on the cop thing because, you know, I could see one of them like, oh, okay, baby, you know. But now, this motherfucker, this whole grease monkey ass thing, wait a minute. Why is he coming by the house now? Motherfucker, didn't I just tell y'all bringing the car up there? You bitch, you? That's what I'm saying, man. Hey, it's the time to use your feminine wiles and the time for y'all to just say, you know what, let me just go and pay this money because this motherfucker going to kick my ass. You coming in with this fat-ass sack. You coming in with this fat-ass sack thinking you going, oh, baby, look what I got. I'm like Father Time now. And me and y'all, anybody that listens to this show, know me and him don't agree on too many things. How long have you been fucking him?
You know,
get a motherfucker quarter for $10. No, I barely get my shit look like a nick.
And it's fat as hell with no stems, no nothing there, no seeds.
No seeds, no stems, no sticks, no nothing. I got it. I ain't nothing but seeds, sticks, and stems in my shit.
So when my first line of defense is when you start tripping, I'm gonna come at you like this. Well, Janine used to feed the crackheads. What are you mad at me for?
Yeah.
I'm hooking
up. She got
a
legitimate
point. I'm hooking us up.
She do got a legitimate point right there. You did feed the crackheads.
I'm just nice like that. They need to eat too.
Mm-mm.
I ain't giving a motherfucker shit.
They
keep coming back.
They
keep coming back anyway.
You want them to keep coming back. That's the whole thing. You want them to keep coming back.
Okay,
they keep the dough.
Whatever. You know what? We've been through this already. Like I said, you're subtracting.
These motherfuckers keep coming back. They buying less and less dope every time, but they still get a plate.
Hell yeah, this motherfucker, you like, God damn, Leroy done got big than the motherfuckers. Leroy, you damn big.
Yeah, got muscle tone and every damn thing.
Hell yeah, he working out? Shit. then he wanna start talking slick, what he ain't gonna do.
That's the gravy Janine serving up
there. He want to talk slick now because, you know, you tell the crackhead, hey, go on out there and cut the motherfucking grass, nigga. You know, I ain't going to be cutting no motherfucking grass for just no motherfucking dime. I need at least a quarter. Wait a minute. They gave you the balls to talk. And she's standing in the back talking about, that's right, stand up for yourself. Yeah, all right. That's why this son of a bitch finna get shot and you getting put the fuck out.
It's not even like that. Y'all is
y'all
going too
mean.
Much. And even like that.
Man, ain't like that my ass. Y'all need to quit with all that bullshit.
That's you wasn't even there deep. When I was feeding them, no way.
Okay.
All right,
like
check
I
this
said.
Out, y'all. I got something for y'all. First of all, I'm trying to quit smoking, y'all. I'm trying to give up the cigarettes. I didn't even want to bought me an e-cig.
Okay.
I've been puffing on the motherfucker like it ain't shit, man. It ain't working because I still want a cigarette, but. All right, check this out, y'all. I'm going to give y'all a scenario. I don't want y'all to focus on the gay part of it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody that know me know I love and hip-hop. I watched it the other night. Okay? Now, Miles is old girl, high school sweetheart or whatever. She just loved the shit out this motherfucker, right? He told her that he was gay. He was sleeping with this other motherfucker named Milan.
Damn.
Now, my question is, does the girl have the right to confront the boyfriend, the motherfucker he's sleeping with, because he left her for him? Does anybody understand what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm
I, get
well,
yeah, I get it.
Okay, but
she
has
the
right to confront
at the end
him.
Of the day, nah.
No,
she shouldn't have
dominion, I mean,
right?
Huh?
She shouldn't have shit to say to him, right?
No, she take that
really.
Up what I do.
Mm-mm.
She take that up what I do
mm-hmm.
like everybody else in every other situation.
Yeah.
But he ain't her dude, though. He don't want to. She wants to be with him, but he don't want to be with her. And she can't seem to get that in through her motherfucking head. He's already cut her off.
Wait
you know
man,
what I mean?
Hold
he
up,
just
dog.
Told
hold,
her out
hold,
of respect.
Hold on, man. We got to call her. Call her. What's happening?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Who this? Hands for the time. Waylo Mac.
Oh, what's up, man?
Oh, Waylo. What's up, dog?
What's good with it?
What's happening with
you,
man?
Way low,
nigga.
Way low. Man,
low
shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh,
shit.
No, I'm off tonight.
One of the originals.
Just know what's on, too.
Oh, shit, man. Good hearing from you, brother. We ain't heard from you in a minute.
Hey, you know, I got to keep my
feet
moving.
Right about now. Y'all need the Welcome Back Carter theme song going on right about now. Welcome back, welcome back.
Right. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
she's still crazy. She's still hot in the motherfucker, man. Ain't she changed?
Shut up.
That woman's still hot in the motherfucker. Still don't know what the fuck she be talking about.
I'm not allowed to tell stories no more, Waylo.
Oh, wow.
We got another call on the line. We got another call on the line. Who's it, Drew?
Yeah.
All right, Drew, we gonna cut you off right now.
Damn.
You gonna start talking. If you gonna start talking in the background, we cutting you off. See, that there you go. I ain't even finished the sentence yet. He doing this shit already.
Man, I'm watching LeBron James. Nigga, it's the NBA start of the season. Shit, I'm watching the game.
What the fuck do that got to do with us?
It ain't got nothing to do with y'all. I'm just watching this motherfucker watch chimed in, and he just got his shot blocked. That's why I said, damn.
Oh, Lord.
How you commercial now, nigga? What's up?
Take this a bitch. This motherfucker telling hey, it's commercial now. He's like, talk fast, motherfucker. Commercial, you got 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Talk fast.
That's the same way you treat
Waylo, you see what the fuck I got to put up with since you left, man?
It sounds like the same old shit to me.
Well, yeah, that's all it is. That's all it is. But, no, man, I ask you a question, though. Seriously, dog, there's no reason for her to even approach that man. I mean, then let's call a spade a spade. At the end of the day, it's still a man she approaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, call it what it is. Like, shit, I don't think
unless, okay, the only, and I don't even agree with it, I'm just saying the only reason for approaching the other person at all is if that person is a family member or a good friend. That's the only reason. I'm saying if this is a perfect stranger, somebody you don't know, somebody they just met on the side or some shit like that, it ain't no different than, you know, you just got fucking dumped. You know what I mean? I would approach the person if it was my fucking sister or my brother that my, you know what I'm saying, that my dude left me for. Hell yeah, I got something to say. Because this is a family member, you know what I mean? Or my best friend or some shit like that.
I tell you like this. If my wife left me for another woman, I don't got shit to say to her. Number one, I'm embarrassed. Embarrassed like a motherfucker.
Well,
my wife
look
left
that.
Me
that
for
happened,
another
to me.
Woman.
Okay. I'm going
to
tell you like
me.
This. Cut me in and cut it out.
Okay, and what if they
say
it
happened
out?
To you?
And what if they say cut it out? What are you going to do?
I'm going to cut your motherfucking heart out. Like I said, cut it out.
All right, Drew, you said that happened to you.
Yeah, my
when
first
When it happened
wife,
to you, did you approach
yeah,
a woman? Was you mad
yeah,
at the woman?
I was mad at my wife, you know what I'm saying, because she had told me, you know what I'm saying, this is how all the shit went down. We was watching an X-rated movie one night, and the two women came on the TV, right? She said, what would you do if I told you that I wanted to do that? And I said, shit, that's how I first got into the lifestyle, right then. You know what I'm saying? But she used that to be messing around. She was already messing around with women. So she had to, I guess, a conscience was fucking with her or whatever. So she used that to get me in it. And that's what lured me into that shit. And all along, she never included me. She always went to do this and do that and do this and do that. So eventually, the urge got stronger, and she just left. She said she wanted to live a life of a lesbian. So that's what she do now. She's a lesbian now.
God
right,
damn,
but did
dude,
you
turn
her
into a lesbian?
Definitely, that motherfucking bitch was fooling around with hoes before she married me. This shit just came out.
God damn, that's a hell of a thing, boy. Who she leave you for,
yeah,
Ricky?
All good.
Rachel.
I couldn't live with that shit, man.
I could. I mean, fuck it.
We ain't spoke to each other since then. Since I divorced in 2005, we ain't spoke. Not at all. We went to the same church for like a year before she moved to Atlanta, and we didn't say nothing to each other. We just walked right past each other and say nothing.
She didn't tell she crossed the street. I'll be trying to hit her ass.
God
damn,
that
damn turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you see her wife now, the girl that she, I think they got married. Man, that bitch, I said, oh my God. Why do women?
Yeah, man,
when
but
they
don't
give
it got. Let me ask you a serious question, man. All jokes aside, dog. All jokes aside. Serious question. When that shit happened, that shit didn't fuck with your manhood. Like, man, what am I doing,
man?
She was already messing with women. It's
yeah,
not like
he didn't know that. He didn't know that.
Nah, I didn't know. She
I'm
was
talking about
around
from
women.
The initial
thought,
time that you found out. That shit didn't fuck with you at all.
It didn't mess with me at all, man. For real, it didn't. I mean, it was because me and my wife had problems before that shit even happened. You see what I'm saying? So the transition for me seeing that she was with a woman, it made me feel a little better because she wasn't fucking no nigga. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, she's just getting a push. Yeah. I'm cool.
Shit. Man,
you know what, dog? I mean,
I
you know what?
Like
I don't think
that makes sense.
I would be like, ain't this a bitch? But I don't think that would bother me like that. I think I'd be thinking like Drew. Well, damn. I mean, me being me, I'm gonna try to slide in at some point in time. Well, how many push-ups can you do?
I can understand why shit is better than her fucking another nigga. I mean.
Hey, hey! Now, she got a straight stud. But now, here's my thing. This is the thing that I don't understand. Here's the one thing I don't understand. They say they want a woman, but then they go get the most manliest looking
manliest
woman that
chick,
they can find.
I don't get that either, Kaz. I don't understand that either.
My philosophy on that one, man, is that it's not that they want a woman. They really want a man. But it's you know what I'm saying? Because that's why they all, Yeah, that's why they always go get them studs that look like dudes. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't understand that either. Why would you go get a man? Because
they say that the women understand the woman's body more.
If they want a man, why the hell did you leave me in the first damn place?
Because they want a man who's a bitch.
Who just said that?
Okay, now, wait a minute.
A woman's body. Who just said that?
Look
at stuff. Oh, wait a minute. I think that was Waylow. Waylow, what was that you just said?
I said, because a woman's body better.
Okay, I got a question on that. I got something to say that. Now, you just said that. So that means that, so if you're a woman, that means you understand a woman's body. So that means just because you're a woman, you know how to please another woman. So flip that. So if you're a man, that means you know how to please another man?
It means
I'm a man. I know where the spot's at in the pussy.
No, you don't.
I'm saying because that bitch can't reach it. She can't reach it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is a woman will make another woman come faster than a man can.
You know, I really want to have this contest, man versus woman. I really want to have this contest to see who can actually do it better.
I know, but you scared.
I'm scared.
What is that, Janine?
Who else?
You scared.
He already know the answer, Waylo. I don't even know why he's playing games.
Hey, just
okay.
Hey, hold on, y'all. Hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Nava.
What's going down,
Hello.
Baby?
Hello. Hey, how y'all doing?
We chilling.
That's what's up.
We trying to get a contest going on here.
What's
the name keep on
that?
Janine been challenging me for 2 years now. 2 years. What is it, Waylo? It's been at least 2 years, ain't it?
It's been about 2 years.
Yeah, it's been 2 years, and she been challenging me, trying to see, because we got this thing going to see who's the best, men or women.
The best at what?
You know?
Eating pussy.
Yeah.
Oh. So what's the contest?
Shit, we trying to see who better.
Oh, I mean, it all depends. I mean, some women know how, some men wait.
We don't depend on nothing. We got it locked hands down. Me ain't got it on lock.
Who got it locked?
Waylo, bag me up.
I mean,
I'm just saying, you know, a lot of things changed since y'all last talked to me.
Waylo, you supposed to be on the buddy team, man. You know the buddy team, Waylo. We go
I'm
back, man.
Janine.
You say
all they got is that old ass 1980s motherfucking ABC move. We ladies, we got that shit.
Man, that's the shit our daddies used to do. That's the shit our daddies used to do. We didn't advance this thing.
Don't get it twisted now. I'm just saying that when it came down to it, if it was a man and a woman showdown, I might say it'd be like women 5, maybe men 3.
As long as I'm the winner, that's all that counts.
You might not be the winner. I'm just saying.
So, women are better?
Huh?
Did you just say women are better?
No, I didn't say women are better. I said it's the possibility of a woman being better.
He said we 5, y'all 3. 5-3.
She.
But she.
You say it one more time. She. One more time.
So what y'all rate yourself as?
Who, me? She said I'm off the Richter scale, goddammit. Shit.
Oh, it ain't even no number.
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm so good. I make you smart while you eat pussy. Well, I'm eating the pussy. You get smarter.
I'll make you smarter.
Why you eat the pussy? That's how good I am. That's how good I am.
You get
smarter. Exactly. My point exactly. The whole time I'm doing it, you think you'd be like Albert Einstein.
Yeah. I don't know. That sounds like some 2017 type shit. I'm scared. I can't roll with it.
Okay, then. I'm talking about you get smart. Fucking with me, you get smarter. You be talking about God damn it.
No way.
The Pythagorean now makes sense and shit.
Hell yeah. Got the quantum physics of this is.
Why hot water freeze faster than cold?
The molecular structure of this is
right?
as soon as I stop, you be like duh. You go from smart to stupid.
Be curing cancer and everything.
Yeah, right. What for? Got a cure for cancer. What was the cure again? I can't remember. Can you please bring Cass back in here? That's the only way I'm gonna remember this.
Oh wow!
Please bring Cass back in here. I can't remember it without him.
Wow.
When we go out of contest, man.
You say what?
When we go out
to
contest.
Oh, shit. Hell, my. Never. You available? Wait a minute. Do the cat got her tongue?
Oh, did you call me?
Yes, I did. I said, when you available?
What I'm doing?
Shit, you gonna be the judge?
I'm gonna be a judge.
All you gotta do is lay down. That's all you gotta do. Just lay down.
And who's in competition with each other?
Man, just lay down and relax.
It's gonna be first. It's gonna be Kaz and Janine. One of them gonna eat you out, and then the other one gonna eat you out, and you the judge of who made you come faster, who made you come harder, who made you come better.
Oh wow, that sounds like the people in the room
gonna be able to tell that anyway. The way she's screaming and moaning, we gonna tell who the winner is.
Wow, man.
I ain't never calling this show again. Crazy.
I ain't gonna say that. I just really wish that maybe I had to reconsider this because I got my grandson sitting right here, so it's like, hey.
He gonna go home talking about. Granny was talking about eating cat.
Marley, what's your daughter's word?
Oh my God!
It was great hearing from Waylo, even though he turned on us today. Boy, God damn, Waylo!
I didn't turn on you. I told you I got introduced to a new lifestyle. Just saying.
Hold on, Waylo. What kind of lifestyle you got introduced to? I'll let your boy.
No, I ain't got married.
Oh, you get all the extra shit, huh?
Yeah, you know, we go out to Country Club Hills. You know, I'll take you out there and expose you to a little something.
Shit.
Don't be going. That's fine. Is that, listen. I know about Country Club Hills, but we try out like you the only one that knows.
Oh, shit.
Look, I was doing Country Club Hills, honey, before you even got married. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. Who was that, Janine?
You know it's Janine.
Nah, I probably seen your ass there and didn't even know it.
You probably did.
Well, I'm going to tell you who y'all going to see there.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the hell it is.
Hey, hey, look, look, Marley on his, Marley loading up the semi now. Hey, baby, I got to run to make. I got to go to Illinois. Your route is in Ohio. Well, it's an Illinois route today, damn it.
Wait, no, you got to let me know when they having their next party.
All right.
Yeah.
So they just had one. That motherfucker was sold out.
Really?
Yep. Sold out.
Yeah, they always be sold out, so you always got to get that shit early.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Hey, Waylo, hey, man, we back on, too, man. CNCityRadioShow.com, man. We back up and running.
Okay, cool. I'll log in. I have to put the old lady on the Let's all talk to her once or twice.
Okay, that's what's up. Look, we still got Never Quiet. She like, baby, go to bed.
I said that like 2 minutes ago, and he did it with no problem, so I'm just waiting.
Baby, go to bed. Grandma got some business she got to talk. Hey, soon as she hear that first snore, now what you motherfuckers talking about?
Oh, shit.
Hey, she over there licking her chops. Oh, I can't wait. Boy, come on. Go to sleep for 11 o'clock. I'll teach you. I'm just saying. Me and my man Drew, we feel like we number one. Ain't that right, Drew?
You damn right, bro.
There we go.
I can prove my skills, though. Shit, I can prove my skills.
Right. Well, man,
somebody
so
recently just said somebody said that they wanted to do that to me to the point where I cried. Like, and that sounds so unreal to me. Like, I don't even think I would want nothing like that.
Hey, Curtis,
why not?
He didn't put his ring on.
He didn't get to.
Oh, they just sound like doing the most. I'm really not a one of them type. Like, I mean, if you do it, you do it. You know, okay, but you know, you got some women that say.
Get down on another woman.
I can hear.
Get down on another
well,
one.
So Never. Let me just ask you: what if he did make you cry?
What?
What if he did make you cry?
I think I would have to get up.
You know what? This just ain't right. Stop it. Stop it now. Stop it. What,
yeah,
I mean, what
stop
you know it's going to take. You know it's going to take you about 10 minutes to get up because your legs going to be shaking and everything else.
Back door.
Oh, you know, that's what I was saying. Some women are the type that says,
you are going to be on Sin City Punishment if you keep on talking while we talking.
That ain't Drew. That's damn Marley. That Marley trying to put kids to sleep now.
Oh,
yeah. I'm sorry, Drew.
You good, man.
I'm watching the game, too.
Hey, that nigga, you watching the ring ceremony?
Yeah, ring ceremony.
God damn it. I'm trying to win my MVP ring. I'm trying to win my championship ring. Man. Y'all going to have to cool out.
Hey, so when the kind of, hey, I want to ask her, what the tears? Are the tears of joy? What kind of tears are those?
That's crazy.
Neville?
I didn't know how to make it.
Okay. Neville, you still here?
Hello.
Yeah, he said what kind of tears is though? He said what kind of tears is he telling you?
I don't fool with tears.
Well, he said, what did the man say? Was it going to be tears of joy? What is he saying?
Oh, yeah, he said there'd be tears of joy. Lay down and go to sleep.
Yeah, never at liquor store need to hang together because that weed is just flowing.
Who is liquor store?
I'm liquor store, and she is trying to put the baby to sleep now so she can tell y'all what it really is.
I said, let me hit that.
Everybody should know what the tears is. Goodness.
Oh, you
know,
yeah, yeah.
That's the tears. I'm talking about hallucinating. I want you to hallucinate.
I would rather, me personally, if I'm not dead in tears when it comes to that, stop marking me. Go to sleep. Hey, look, now. Okay. Listen here. It would have to be off of it wouldn't be off of that. I'm not a person that really cares about that per se. I can pass. I'm not one of the ones that challenges because you get. I like to be down.
Yeah.
And if I'm proud, I'm proud of that. I'm down. Y'all follow me. I think y'all follow.
Yeah, I got
her. Okay. Am I the only
she
one
like,
doing something
she
like
she's like
talking in cold?
She likes this.
I am talking
well,
in cold. Oh,
she don't want. She don't want the baby going home talking about. Mama, Granny says she don't really like getting her pussy ate. She likes to get fucked real good. She
right.
You can't say that in front of the baby.
It's a little bitty old baby.
Look,
the baby ain't talking.
Like, no, he's saying every other word. He just said, right. Like, I mean, little stuff.
See?
He's repeating.
Right. He's talking. He thinking about that pussy. He like, right.
No, tell him. Say, what up, bro?
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
aww.
See, there he goes, little badass. Look at him. He's trying to fuck already.
Sleep.
Hell no, he say. I'm going to get him a T-shirt to say Sin City on it. All right. What do you represent? So, I mean, okay, overall, I guess it's just going to be one day we just got to find out because... Me and Drew, I keep saying Drew because Drew the only person on my side. Me and Drew feel like we're the dominant ones when it comes to that. Y'all ladies feel like y'all could be. So
I say my personal opinion is 50-50. It all depends on who you deal with and what they about.
Because
all niggas don't know how to do it and all bitches don't either.
That's right.
Okay.
That's true. I agree. I ain't talking about those who don't know how. We talking about those who can't get down and really make a bra squirm. Just squirm. I'm not talking about no other nigga. I'm talking about me.
God damn it. And the only reason I ain't going to put my man Father Time on y'all is because he's retired now. Shit. That boy, bad motherfucker back in the day. That motherfucker, boy.
Oh,
hey, Father Time come on walking in the room singing that song. Come on to get your rim job. Come on to get your real job.
You got me fucked up, man. You know you get some groceries.
Yeah.
You got me fucked up, bro.
Hey, but wait a minute. That's serious. Hey, but seriously, can't y'all see Father Ty coming in with some crazy ass dance singing it?
One night.
We are all retarded.
Oh, man. Hey, Neville, I brought up a scenario that I seen on your page. You know, I seen something on your page today, and I brought it up on the show before you called. Now, I brought up the scenario about old girl. I guess she must have watched a video or something, and she was pissed off that somebody said that somebody was fucking with her dude.
Oh, yeah.
Now, okay, we was trying to, you know, I mean, because my thing is that what I seen on there was, like, everybody was like, then nobody fuck with dude like that. So, I mean, if you can, I mean, can you elaborate what kind of really happened on that?
Well, I had a party Saturday, and the video did look, you know, if you wasn't there to see it, like when I did the recording, it did, might have kind of sort of looked it like they were, her boyfriend was kissing one of the girls there, but he wasn't. So it was like, she just got mad, like, he didn't. So people was being two-faced towards her and unfriended a lot of us and blocked a lot of us. And then when she sees some of us, she was hitting us in the mouth, and I found that real funny. But, yeah. But
What kind of party was it? Y'all just got together just kicking, drinking?
Well, yeah, it was supposed to be a potluck, and we were supposed to be celebrating one of the guys' birthdays, but he didn't.
Okay,
show up,
birthday party.
You know, it still is. Party still continues, but I don't know. When I talked to her, she said that he told her he wasn't coming at all. So it really made her mad, and then she just was really looking for a reason to be mad, but. He wasn't kissing, and even if he was, shit, he grown. And
so, did you invite her?
I mean, yeah, it was open invitation to whoever was in the group. She couldn't find a babysitter.
So she stayed at the crib and he came over.
Ooh, girl, I ain't gonna go ahead, ain't she?
I'm gonna go get back. Hey, what I tell y'all the famous words is? Hey, I'll be back. I'm going to go get a pack of squares. I'll be right back. Go get me a pack of squares. Motherfucker, like,
well, was dude really kissing her?
No, he wasn't. She was breaking down, weed down. He whatever he was doing, he was in her ear. He was, like, talking to her in her ear. He was real close for him to be, you know, I don't know. If she'd have been there, I think he would have acted the same way because they were just at another one a couple of weeks ago. So, I mean, it's just in that video, mm-hmm. I guess, from the back view. And then when I saw him, you know, all up on her, I hurried up and turned the camera from her. So it may have appeared that it was more to it than what it was, but it really wasn't. Whatever he was doing, he was saying something to her in the ear, and she was breaking down weeds for all the blood.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I'd be a little upset, too.
I mean,
I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I'm sure. I mean, sure. Did you see the video?
No, I didn't see the video.
But the person
did you see the video,
Zach? But the person she should be upset with is him.
And that's exactly
else.
What I told her when I read that she was keeping people in the mouth. I plainly told her it's not finna happen like that, and you can't be mad at nobody but him. This is something you need to be taking up with him instead of bringing it to the whole group, because you're gonna be a fucked up motherfucker thinking you finna walk up on about 30 different people. You're gonna get your ass whipped, and he is whipped too. Shit, for not standing up and opening his mouth. So. I mean, she did the right thing. She took herself out the group. It's all right. Guess mm-hmm. what? There's going to be another party next Friday, November 6th. Yep. And he'll be at the next party.
If I left the group, your ass leaving the group, too.
goodness.
Come on, baby. Let's go.
But this is what happened. He met her. He, they met each other in a group. I mean,
that's
so really.
That's not the group.
Well.
So what kind of group
is it? Get out the shit. What?
What kind of group is it?
Whatever kind of group you want it to be.
I'm just asking.
No, I'm saying whatever kind of group you want it to be. It's no defined group. I tried to call it a sex group before. Motherfuckers weren't participating. Now I got motherfuckers participating when I'm saying it's not a sex group. So it's whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
We
I'll
don't
tell you
discriminate.
What, never. This is what we need to do. We need to have a after hours slash Sin City get together. We need to hook that up.
Yeah, you ain't talking about nothing now. When are you trying to do it though?
I'm serious. We need to just sit down so we can get this together.
So all you gotta do is start the group. Start putting people that fuck with it in it. That's all. People that's about their life. No bullshitters and no people that start shit.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute. Let me say this. When I have parties, when I throw parties, I do not tolerate bullshit. I do not have bullshit. I have drama. It's always, and then I can't even really say it's always. Well, the last party before this one, it wasn't even a really something. Somebody brought their little funky hot ass in this party and got to twerking and throwing ass in a circle. And my house smelled it like ass. So when I toned it down and, like, you know, made an announcement, I don't know who it is, but it's a feminine watch, it's a couch, upstairs, you know, that person made it obvious that they were who another person. And this one, I mean, it just be petty stuff like that, but I don't do drama, I don't do bullshit, I'm not a messy person, I'm all for right and wrong is wrong. You're going to come out, have a good time.
Well, you know you can't invite me to that kind of party, right?
Well, I mean, that's not my issue. That's something you got to work out.
I'm just saying, you know, I don't do well in those kind of parties.
Okay. I mean, what's the problem?
Nah, he don't.
Who is that?
Forgot you. You wasn't listening to the show back then. It's a joke from a long time ago. Don't worry about it.
But who is it? Is that the short one?
No, that's not the short one. Everybody want to know who Wiki is.
No, I'm not him.
Is
I'm
this the one that
I'm
was
one
talking
was
in the video? Oh.
You remember that?
Ain't nobody
so like
what?
I said, I don't know. We need to try to get one together, man. We need to sit down and talk, see if we can do a meet and greet and something where, you know, everybody can, you know, sit down, have fun, kick it. You know, like I said, that one time peace of mind. I think everybody had a great time. Everybody showed up.
Yeah.
I did.
Right, so, you know, I think we need to sit back, kick back, and have another one of those.
When was that?
But, like I said, we can sit down. We can rap about it.
We can do one for next month. Because, like I said, I'm doing one on the 6th, and that's my weekend off. So maybe 2 weeks after that, 7 weeks after that.
Okay. I mean, shit. We ain't too opposed to come crash your parties.
Yeah, whatever. You ain't talking about nothing. Otherwise, you'd have been on crash.
Well, I mean, you know, hey, busy man. But like I said, I am not opposed to coming. Like I said, I am not opposed to coming. I mean, I wish you would have had one the weekend that my man was here. I mean, it We all would have came and crashed it. I had a good time.
Well, for those of y'all that's here in Indianapolis, you're more than welcome. Friday.
What
day? No,
you said not this Friday, right? Next week.
Next Friday on the 6th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I got a strip club to go to this Friday.
So you?
Wait a minute. What? I didn't hear what she said. What you just say? You had a what?
I got a strip club. I got to see some strippers this weekend.
Yeah, you going to that male review? I've been seeing all these ladies talking about that.
No,
it's all on Facebook.
It's in Chicago.
Oh, they have one here too.
Mm-hmm.
What is she going to?
She said November 6th. I mean, next weekend. Yeah.
All right. Well, yo, we gotta get ready to get the hell up out of here, y'all. Y'all know it's we didn't. Well, it's 11 o'clock, so we did good. Is you up yet, dog? Did you ever get up?
Yeah, but I ain't got no names.
Okay, well, check this out. We're going to go down the line. Liquor store, you got any last words before we get out of here?
Yeah, I enjoy myself, y'all. This was a good show. I had fun with everybody, and I will be back tomorrow night.
That's what's up. Marla Maul.
Hey, once again, good show. I'll try to call in tomorrow. Cincinnati Brad.
That's what's happening. My man, Way Low, you got any last words for us?
Good to hear from everybody. Inbox me that website.
Okay, I got you, dog. I got you. I'm on it. My man, Drew.
What up, man?
You got any last words for us, man?
Yep. Good night, everybody. Be safe.
Hi. Damn, Drew, your voice got high.
Right, God damn, Drew. Now, wait a minute, hold on, y'all. Before we get up out of here, before everybody even say anything else, somebody else just barely got on. Who, caller, what's happening?
Man, I'm sorry, man. I've been working hard today, bro. I tried to get in for the conversation.
My man missed it. Well, damn, mister, you got in a little bit late. We about to go.
Yeah, man, but I'll be with you tomorrow, man. I ain't going to forget.
That's what's happening. My dog. That's what's up. All right, Drew, hey, last words before we get out of here, man.
I just said everybody be safe. Good night.
Oh, that was Drew? My bad. Shit. My bad, Drew. My bad. I'm sorry, man. 1,000 apologies. Hey, I don't know what me over there doing, but she sure got you in a high pitch. God damn it, I'm bent over. Oh, today you got any last words when we get out of here?
Yes, it was good talking with everybody. Well, I ain't been to Country Club Hills in a while, so my name probably not on the list no more. You're gonna have to send me the information because I need to get back in now.
Well, I'll VIP, so I got.
No, you VIP.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, make sure you send me my invitation because I'll be there.
I guess.
What the fuck is Country Club?
That's one of the fine ass shit.
Oh, Lord. All right, y'all. Dog, you got any last words for us, brother?
Well, you ain't going to ask me, do I need to say goodnight? That's all right. I ain't got nothing to say either.
I thought that was you that was talking when it was Drew. That's everybody thought it was you talking.
We all thought it was you talking.
All right, baby. Well, I'm sorry. Everybody thought it was you. Now, come on, give me your last words.
Good night.
She did all that just to say good night. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, because you was finna be up out of here. But anyways, I better see y'all Friday, November 6th, 10 p.m.
Where's it going to be
at? What's up?
out here inboxing for that address.
So you got a group on Facebook?
Yes, I do.
Put it in the Sin City group so we can, me and my baby can get in the group.
I put y'all in that, no problem. Alright, you take us on out of here, man.
Come on, all right,
man. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening. Hey, Waylo, you got to get at me, dog. We need to holler.
Yeah, hit me up. All
right, bet. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I'll give you my number. Yeah, yeah.
All right, bet. All right, y'all. Next week. Tomorrow. Same time, same bet, y'all. God bless. Peace.
All right, y'all. Peace.